We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to the 16th chapter of the second section in the footnote. And the Chafetz Chaim writes, "V'nei lechtov ha'anagot v'atakanot sh'ruhi linog b'chivra l'inyan tzach ha'alva'a l'inyan mesher z'man ha'alva'a l'motaru." He says, I'm not going to come and write how much each person should put into the general gmach, how long you should give loans for, what amount you should give each person. He had said that we should try and pool our money together to make a gmach for loans. He says, I'm not going to start telling you how to run the gmach, because it depends how much money you got. Sometimes you could have a crowd of 50 people that could put together $1 million, sometimes you have 50 people who put together $50. Okay, so then the rules can be a little different about how much you can, how much loan you give to how many people for how long. And it depends on what community you're in, how many people need loans, how the economy is doing. But what I have seen is that many places will only give you a loan if you could give collateral. And even if someone comes along who you know you could rely on, But in order to have a fair practice for everyone, they say whoever wants to take a loan has to give collateral. And he says that's the right way to do things. If you're running a gmach, people want to take a loan, let them give you the candlesticks as collateral. He says, and you have to do that, because otherwise the gmach doesn't last. People take loans and they don't pay them back. And even though if you're an individual and you write, you set aside money to lend people, and sometimes you see that the case is tough and you could work differently depending on the circumstance. But when you're dealing with a gemach that belongs to the masses, there has to be consistency that if you give loans, people should give collateral. And this is a common thing. I remember a year ago, there was a story where a guy was going to be kicked out of his house and his marriage was in danger, and they called me up the whole story of how terrible the situation is. So I said, look, I'll see if we could put together a loan, but we have to see what the guy could give as collateral. So the guy said he has nothing to give as collateral. So I said, what do you mean you have nothing? No, there's nothing left. Okay. Fine, the fridge is empty and this and that and the other thing. As we're talking, it turns out he has a plasma screen TV. And he says, my wife's crazy. She wants me to sell the plasma TV just so I don't have to take a loan. So I said, okay, don't sell it, but give it to me as collateral. I think to myself, where am I going to store a plasma TV? What am I going to do with it? But at least that way, there's a chance I'll get the money back. People very often, they take loans and they get cosigners and you can forget about they're giving you the money back. Because if you're going to lend money, you have to know to do it intelligently, and that's what Chafetz Chaim is saying.